Go ahead and do your segment. I locked the door. You can talk about what you want to talk about. I don't think you can open it.
Okay, great. Because I wanted to get into Division II women swimming. Because I think,
oh, no. I swore I locked
that. What is going on here?
You must have a key.
I've got a master key, man.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
The key to the station last week, man. Oh, dude.
Chris, we're on the air.
What are my two favorite homos doing? Sapiens, of course.
Gotcha.
You guys still struggling over here, trying to get ratings?
Trying.
Hey, man, if you just listen to the Chrisser, man, you guys would be on the top, man.
Well, we're doing okay.
You just gotta listen to me. I'm slaying in sales, bro.
Are you?
Slaying it. I sold over $2 million worth of sales.
What does that mean?
To advertiser makers.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. I've bought in so many boats and 401ks. I've bought so many of them. I've done so much investing in like S&Ps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So you guys probably never heard of it.
Making your money
stuff,
work
anyway,
for you. I guess, dude.
The other day, it was so funny, George. The other day, I was buying a couple of NASDAQs.
What?
And I remembered that I had to pick up my Aston Martin from the car store. And so I was like, oh, man. Anyway, that's a great story. So I'm doing really well.
What a terrible story.
Dude, I'm excited.
About what?
I'm excited. My team is starting its local NFL season.
Local?
Yeah.
The Cowboys are your team.
We're playing the Raiders, man.
Yeah, it's preseason.
Dude, and I'm like, I kind of hate it, you know, because for the games, I've got to fully suit out and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, what? You do?
Yeah, just in case I'm called out from my field suite, you know, to play a little bit.
I doubt that's going to happen. And I doubt you're in a field suite.
McCarth says that I need to be ready.
No one calls him.
Nobody calls him that.
He thinks, you know, he's kind of on the DL. He told me, you know, that I'm a lot better than Dak. On my fundamentals. But he's like, dude, you know, we have to play Dak because he's like, you know, Jerry pays him and all this kind of stuff. So yeah. I'm like, you know, I understand. It's really political.
Oh, is it?
It's a very political thing. Okay. But you know, I'm pretty much the go-to backup. Which is fine with me. You know?
Cooper Rush has been great these last couple.
It's fine with me that I'm not starting because I use a lot of my game time anyway to super stonk on Robin Hood. And so
You're killing it there, aren't you? Totally killing it there.
Yeah, I got all the GameStop money.
What?
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And anyway, but you know, there's like this supposed conflict of interest, you know. Because I'm a minority owner in the Cowboys.
You know, you are?
Yeah, the Jones family, they gave me partial ownership because I'm so good at the business.
I don't believe that.
I mean, I don't want to brag. You know, I'm not trying to make it sound like I run the Cowboys. I'm like a 15% minority owner or anything, so not huge. Yeah. But, you know, it's more than Jerry Jr. I can say that much. Look at George over there laughing. Yeah, I'm like, more than Jerry Jr. And George's like, you know, he's laughing.
I saw that.
And he's like, what? You know? And anyway, but yeah, there were some questions, you know, like whether you could have a part ownership and also play backup quarterback. Like the Raiders filed some lawsuit saying they didn't feel I could be impartial if I played.
Impartial?
No, there was a question about Tom Brady if he were to play for the Raiders.
You know, and I'm like, it's unfair. Because the Raiders were like wanting me to do the all-time QB thing. If you know, during the game,
play for both.
Yeah,
teams?
Play for both. I'd switch out helmets and just wear a generic jersey. And
nobody has ever done that.
Anyway, we'll see how that all shakes out.
Okay, yeah,
anyway.
I guess we'll just see.
But hey, man, you know, I've been giving Corey Seager batting lessons.
Have you guys
been reading about that?
Wow.
No, I haven't read
on my blog.
That. No.
Chris's blog spot on wordpad.gov.
No. .ca.
Yeah, I've been teaching him how to swing. You know, that's the thing. I've been telling him, you know, you got to swing through the ball to rotate your hips and, you know, to keep his head down and all that sort of thing.
I'm sure he heard that in Little League.
Yeah. So, you know, his hitting's really coming along, and Boach is like, oh, man, Boach is, like, killing me, man. He's trying to get me to be batting coach.
What? Oh, because
yeah, he wants
swamp,
me to be batting coach. I'm like, nah, man, I've got too many scheduled menage a trois to mess with the whole batting thing. So, dude, I'm so tired.
Oh, gosh, Chris, so why are you tired?
I was just crushing it at the gym, doing a bunch of PRs on my reps.
Okay, I figured.
This morning I bench pressed 712.
Wow.
Yeah, 712.
That's amazing.
Pounds,
That's more than Larry Allen.
I did like 20 reps of that. before Romo called me. He like interrupted me because he's like bitching about Jim Nance saying, come on, Chris, you need to be my partner.
Oh, now you want to do play by play with CBS.
No
okay.
interest, dude. And hold on, I'm getting a text here.
Hmm.
Hold on, let me just respond to this.
Chris,
we don't have time.
Dude, it's Heritage is selling a collection of my tight shirts.
Yeah, I like those the other day.
Like the ones that were game worn at Ultra Lounges go for a lot more than the ones I just did photo shoots in.
Is that Wolanski blowing you up?
That's Wolanski's asking me something about one of the shirts. Anyway, hey, you guys coming to Party Cove this weekend for my 30th?
No, we're not.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of Fortune 500 honeys out there. Cervix, come on, you in?
Maybe. Chris, I don't. I don't want to burst your bubble here or anything because I know we're on the
air.
There's
no bubble, man. There's never a bubble in Chris-er-land. I invest in real estate and tech stocks.
No bubbles.
Not bubbles.
I don't believe any of this because I was just outside the station here yesterday evening and I saw the cops had pulled you over and you were riding a scooter, but apparently you were behind on even paying for the scooter and you said it was not only your only form of transportation, but it was your home. So I think you're making all of this up.
He did it again.
DJ, what's he look like in there?
He's not moving. We might need to contact Coach McCarth on his behalf.
Why don't you kick him and see if that...
Give him a little kick and... jump.
Attack you!
I knew it. I knew it.
There he goes, Chris from sales.